Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Why so many? Publish more and more articles, puzzles, how to escape plagiarism softwares. Why plenty of people would say it's just better detection and larger volume. Upon inspection, a couple more factors come to mind. Pressure to publish, you grab headlines, you combine your data. Correlations, original hypothesis, see you later. So easy to data massage, because we all know data flies, not outright lying. It's widening out outliers, doubt stash, like an outhouse fire. Solution, data open access, action, publication, reach out, inquire. Data too good to be true, then I guess we got more to review. Replication is always cool, but open data could solve it too.
That's Rapping Science with Tom. Boy, oh boy, I want to get him on the show. That was phenomenal. And you know, if you don't know what we just heard, we've got links in the show notes to that rap. A guy named Tom McFadden, he has a thing, Science with Tom, and he does a lot of rapping on this. And today, I believe it's today's New York Times.
Yeah.
Big article. Science coming unhinged, unraveled. Science now under scrutiny itself. Things that we've been covering for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not because we don't like science, but because we would like to defend the integrity of science that seems to have little or none of it left. And the New York Times now coming on board, jumping on the bandwagon, don't know what the skeptics are going to do, Super Don. They are calling out the peer-reviewed literature.
This is quite the article, really. There's a couple of things that we're going to touch on here that I think are going to make some people kind of, their jaws are going to hit the floor. it raises some really good issues.
Wow.
And in the course of doing some show prep today, came across the Science with Tom, and here he is doing a rap about the article that came out today that we're covering.
Yeah, and as we've been covering the skeptics for the last weeks, because Hoofnagel the Science Cat just relentless in his pursuit of integrity and non-douchebaggery, we have I think the way we go about it, I just have to say, I tend to say I think we're highbrow and above board, because we're not attacking ad hominem, although it can be upsetting when you're dealing with people that don't want to engage in genuine discussion over issues like science or inquiry into other areas that have not been validated yet. But the validated science is coming into question more and more each and every day. And this is the article here in the New York Times we're referring to today. It's Dr. Ivan Oransky edits the Retraction Watch blog with Adam Marcus. And they're talking about identifying so many layers of outright scams, if not just mistakes and editing errors. But in many cases, they're saying actually the move to publish so much now and so many of the newer what we call them, the publications themselves, much less the traditional really big ones, all coming into question. As we've said, Dr. Marcia Engel, she was with the New England Journal of Medicine, and she said, you know, before she died, she was on this show as well, validating the perspective we had. It's like, how do you know what is legitimate science and what isn't? She didn't know anymore. Easily half of all science, quote-unquote science, in papers, peer-reviewed journals, could be retracted. Maybe more. We don't know. Now, it used to be that retractions were done quietly on the QT, you know, don't tell anybody. Well, okay, we'll let everybody, we're not going to make a big fuss out of it, right? A paper would be retracted. But now they say in this article, the gentleman's world, right, has all but evaporated. In mid-May, after two graduate students raised questions about a widely reported study on how political canvassing affects opinions on same-sex marriage, editors of the journal Science, where the study was published, began to investigate. Again, they made up the data. And this kind of, you start pulling the thread on that sweater until the sweater disappears. You keep going, you keep going. You're like, oh my gosh, this is really bad. So these editors of these major medical journals, the JAMA Journal, New England Journal, and others, I think we even quoted The Lancet, an editor of The Lancet who said similar, that you don't know what is real and what isn't, which is, again, problematic on its face, but even more problematic for those most vocal about it. They'll attack anybody who questions peer-reviewed literature. And the right posture and perspective here is to question everything, which is the legitimate way to question what? Science is questioning.
That's
and then, of course, well, you thought it was. And then it's validating the question, and then it's duplicating or replicating the studies. Now, there are a number of different areas where they say the study design... Oh, well, let me say that there are problems here with the retractions that are coming out. Now, I wanted to say something about study design reproducibility, but remind me, Super Don, to get back to that when we go into some of the quotes here that you found also so astonishing. But four different areas they said that are very problematic here with peer-reviewed science. Data massaging. And that can include throwing out outliers that are, you know, not supporting your hypothesis. Full-on plagiarizing. Just taking stuff from elsewhere and putting it right in. Like charts. Oh, that chart looks good. Let's drop that chart in this article and we'll get it published. It looks really cool. Republishing is also problematic, where you take the same data set and publish it in two journals simultaneously. And then, of course, the fourth one being faked data, where you're just making it up. Like that same-sex marriage study supposedly did. Now, I want to say something about that rapper guy we just came across, this Tom McFadden. I would really like to get him on the show if we can. I mean, I don't know if he's a millennial. I don't know how old he is. But what I'm sensing here, like we've talked to Op-Ed about, our intern putting the notes together.
He was born in 1986.
86. Does that make him millennial or what? I don't know where that falls.
In. 06,
right on
29.
The edge. Yeah. So he's in there, I think. And the reason I bring this up is because what I'm sensing in the millennial generation, we've got a lot of millennials that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, even though we're a couple of old farts here, Super Don and I, doing the show together for many years.
Speak for yourself, man.
Okay, I'm an old fart, okay? Everybody else is young. But what is it about what we do? And we keep hearing back. It's authenticity. You know, we're very straight up about what we believe, what we perceive. And, you know, we are looking for integrity. We're looking to spotlight people who have integrity and authenticity. And it seems to be consistently now that we're finding that generation, the millennials, really desire authenticity. And they have excellent BS detectors. And what's problematic of the old farts of the so-called science blogs and the science skeptics, or the skeptics about anything but what they perceive to be real science. Like they'll attack homeopathy, they'll attack herbs, they'll attack natural, they'll say nature fallacy. You refer to nature, that's a fallacy. You know,
appeal
to nature. Either they had a BS detector or they just abandoned it. They don't care. And it wasn't about authenticity. It was about defending the brand. It was about defending a religious belief or a skeptic cult, if you will. What I'm seeing here with Tom McFadden, and maybe he can come on and talk to this issue, is that if you really care about integrity in science, you're going to say, listen, that study is bogus, even though its findings, I like its findings, but if it ain't real, I'm going to speak out about it. And this is the problem, again, with the vaccine promotion, right? You may perceive that vaccines have done extraordinary things in the 20th century. We might disagree about that, but we could have a discussion about it. But rather than having a discussion, rather than acknowledging the injuries that do occur, the money that has been paid out due to vaccine injury of children, we would just attack you for even bringing it up. That would be the perspective of the so-called skeptics of the older generation, where authenticity didn't matter. It was only defending the dogma.
Well,
and what I'm sensing...
Really
okay,
quick,
go ahead.
Just put a footnote in there that... Mm-hmm. Even when in the old school of skepticism, from what I have learned and what I've read, is that the old school of skepticism actually was not like it is now. It's evolved as you know, new generations have gotten involved, because the old school of skepticism was truly agnostic, and it was about investigation. It was about discovery. It wasn't about debunking. That's kind mm-hmm. of a more common element of it that has developed in the newer generation.
Okay, so the modern old fart skeptics became the attack dogs, if you will, of a pharmaceutical agenda, did they not? It wasn't about science for science's sake. Find the facts, reveal the facts. What do they teach us? Then do more studies based on the facts that have been revealed in these scientific endeavors, inquiries, and published through peer review. It's changed a lot. It has, because there's a lot of pressure to publish. Of course, it's a moneyed interest. We're not against making money. But, of course, we've also talked about modern medicine operating within a monopoly, the pharmaceutical drugging of America. It's a monopoly. It gathers a lot of money from the taxpayer to inquire about these drugs that then profit to the tune of many billions. There's a lot of political corruption and economic corruption involved now. Now, I talked about the four aspects or areas where they said this was rough, but the fabrication of data used to be, I guess, harder to find. And what they're arguing for here is more open transparency. Where have we heard this? And that's what Retraction Watch seems to be doing. They're picking it up. They're pulling tips. They're tipsters. Or your growing cadre of younger scientists, specialized journalists. They care about the mission of that blog, and they're not insiders necessarily working with these offenders and trying to cover this stuff up. Now, there was this one sentence here that was more stunning than anything. We talk about duplicatability and replicatability of studies. Do you have that, Super Don? You know the comment that I'm referring to? This was amazing. This was absolutely amazing what this was. It's such a long article. I don't want to miss it before we go to break here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Here's the deal. Obviously, replication has always been like the thing that you do in order to validate.
It's the basis. A study. You can't replicate it. What is it?
If you can't replicate it, then there's something wrong with the original, right?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. I do find it. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the quote, and it just blew me away. There's a quote by John Budd. He's a professor at the University of Missouri. And actually, let me know. Let me go back. This is actually a different person. This is a cancer biologist, and she says, she's asked, isn't reproducibility the bedrock of science? And she says, yes, up to a point, but she says it's sometimes much easier not to replicate than to replicate studies.
What? Oh, yeah, of course it's easier not to replicate the studies. You don't have any work to do. Oh, that one did it. That one's done. Yeah, publish it for all the world. It's the gold standard. Don't replicate. A cancer biologist, Mina Ermina Bissell, wrote that.
Yes.
In a widely circulated blog. Check this out, folks. Yeah.
Now, here's the question. You ask yourself, okay, why? I mean,
we don't have time to answer the question. We're on a break. Good Lord.
Yes, we'll do it when we come back.
All right, stick with us.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Data too good to be true? Then I guess we got more to review. That, you know, that's really...
Are you going to start beatboxing again?
Boom, boom, chee, boom, boom, chee. Yeah, you got me good that time. I'm looking forward to talking to this guy one day, Tom McFadden, because I sense, and I could be wrong here, but again, there seemed to be a tight-knit group of people that have been dominant in terms of outspokenness about defenders of the faith, as if science were religion, and treating it as such. But these young guys coming up, and gals, I'm sure, coming up saying, no, we want authenticity. We don't want this bogus stuff destroying the integrity of what we're in it to do, which is to, as I said, science is about revealing facts. And, you know, some people say it's about truth. Not about truth. It's about revealing facts. What do the facts tell us? And also we know from Liam Sheff and his book Official Stories that facts change. How often do they have to go back and revise what they thought they understood, even through peer review? Years later, it's like, well, we got to rewrite the books based on our misunderstanding way back when. So the whole idea of a dogma that could not change, again, that's for religion, not necessarily science, but science has become religion. And that's where we start here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. By the way, Ty Bollinger, we'll hear from him. He's out and about on the road still, and we'll catch up with him next hour. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Op-Ed, who's editing. Thank
so
you, Ed.
A quick follow-up here to the statement that we left off with at the end of the last segment, where this scientist wants to let everybody know that sometimes it's much easier not to replicate than to replicate a study.
Right.
Now, one of the points that she throws in there is that this is true, especially when the group that is trying to replicate does not have the specialized knowledge or skill to do so.
Now. She sounds like she's one of the old school, not the old school skeptics, but the current modern day old fart skeptics.
Yeah, well, this is one of the things you would hear from, say, a David Gorski or a Stephen Novella now, where they are attacking somebody who does not have the skill and the knowledge and the expertise that they do, and that disqualifies them for having any opinion about science, see?
Right.
Because
well,
they
how
don't
about,
understand science.
How about study design reproducibility? If you can't replicate it, maybe the study design sucked to begin with, and maybe all your expertise on that level didn't work.
And here's the thing. Now it seems like we've got this like elite class of scientists now within the scientific community that are looking down on other scientists and saying, well, I've got a PhD, you only have a master's, so you probably can't replicate the study that I did.
Or your PhD is in a different wing of this building, so
right.
It doesn't count. No, I understand that. And I think the thing is, you at the PhD level, you know how to work with data. You know, I just to disqualify your fellow PhDs because they're not in exactly your field. I don't know. Maybe someone like Tom would come in and say, well, that's right. You can't do it outside of that. But I have a sense, a sneaking suspicion that these are elitist scientists and they're not going to like these millennial scientists coming in and showing them up.
Well,
so if you can't reproduce
like
it, don't bother.
What they're doing is they're redefining the terms. They're moving the goalposts.
Moving, yeah.
Now, this
mm-hmm.
is something that they point the finger at other people and call them, you know, denialists mm-hmm. and cranks and quacks because you are moving the goalposts. You're having unreasonable expectations, yet we are seeing this behavior manifest itself within the scientific community now.
Yeah. Yeah, moving the goalposts. I like I said, I see a sea change here. And partly we talk about the generational shifts. We look back on the 20th century, you know, you can talk about the hippie generation of the 60s, how it transformed many things, whether you liked it or not. There was a sea change of thought form, transformations in consciousness, you know, to look at people differently. If we look at the scientific realm, why would that not reflect the changes and transformations of each successive generation? You know, some of these kids that are now millennials are coming through and like, no, I'm here to bring back authenticity, right? That's what I'm just paraphrasing in this sense. And we're not gonna tolerate you old folks who are lying, who are defending the indefensible. And so the schism that exists between, let's say, natural medicine and so-called allopathic pharmaceutical medicine is also it also exists within there's a schism basically within the scientific realm is what we're finding. Those who are more concerned with being factually correct and those who are expedient based on the economics of scale and the monopoly on power, the monopoly on prestige and being an elitist within the scientific, well, for lack of a better way to say, religion is the way it's been treated over the last
Wait a minute, religion
decades.
Is woo. How can that be scientific?
Right, of course. We'll hear from them. All right, after we come back, what kind of diet's good? Paleo or vegan? Or what if we put them together like chocolate and peanut butter? What do we get? And will anybody be upset by it?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you interested in the Echo Water system that I have in my home and you'd like to get it for your home, if you haven't done so already, come and see us at Autism One. Paul Barrichero, my good buddy from Echo Water, will be with me and we'll be talking about the benefits of molecular hydrogen in children that have been diagnosed with autism.
Absolutely. Amazing studies we'll be sharing at Autism One on the link between autism and gastric ghrelin and how H2 or molecular hydrogen can increase ghrelin production in the body.
And that is significant. We'll be talking about it there. Come down and meet us in Chicago, autism1.org. Also go to robertswater.com to learn more. Download the free ebook and call 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them, 800-337-7017.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the place for health freedom and healing liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. Cranking it up on the science front today, having fun with the New York Times article. And really, we want integrity in science. We're not anti-science. That's the thing about it. So funny. Oh, man, oh, man, you've healed something naturally, or so you claim, so you can't be into science. Like, God, man, all science has been observational throughout history.
And it wasn't healed on top of that.
Yeah,
it was just coincidence. It was placebo effect. It was
spontaneous combustion or remission.
Right.
We're not sure
immaculate
which.
Immaculate conception.
All right, let's go eat. Let's go have something to eat. Shall we go paleo or shall we go vegan, Super Don? What do you think?
Well, I would lean more towards paleo, but what if you wanted to combine the two?
I mean, sacrilege, wouldn't it be? Sacrilege.
No, if you combine paleo and vegan.
Right. What would you get?
I would say you get pagan.
A pagan diet?
Yes.
No. Would that be right? A pagan diet?
Have you ever done a blessing over a pagan diet before? You ever heard it before?
Hail, guardians of the watchtower of the east, powers of air. We invoke.
What was
Amen.
That?
Amen. Time to eat. Yes.
Is that you, Supernaut? That sounded like
no,
you.
No. That was
Guardians of the East. That sounded like a Marvel superhero thing.
Yes. That was a pagan prayer, actually.
A pagan prayer. Oh, now we've offended everybody except for the pagans.
Why?
Well, it could be pagan diet.
Pagan?
Yeah. Well, listen, if it's pagan, paleo, pagan. I think Ed, we were talking with Op-Ed, our intern. He was saying that, you know, in fact, all paleo is pagan, at least origins in paganity. Is there such a thing as paganity?
Paganism.
Paganism. Thank you. Paganism.
Paganity?
Paganity. No, it's good. It's like paganity. All right. So anyway, because all of the people that ate paleo were pagans. This was even before Christianity. Might even been before Judaism. So what do you do? Is paleo sacrilegious on its own right because it has pagan origins? Don't get me started on the Christmas trees and the Easter bunnies. Okay, I'm just saying. The chocolate ones, too. All right. The pagan diet. They're calling it the pagan diet.
Okay.
They're saying that we want to combine the best of paleo with vegans. So is it vegan? No. Is it paleo? Perhaps. As Liam has said, Liam Sheff, our buddy, has said about paleo, it's really... If you're eating animals, you're eating grubs and small animals like rabbits and lizards and things, because how often did you bring down a mastodon, you know, if you're going back far enough, right? This wasn't the thing that was like a staple of, you know, the drive-thru.
That'd be a hell of a steak. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, Cave Donald's drive-thru. You know, drive-thru cave. Just come on and pick up your Brontosaurus Rex.
It didn't happen that way.
But, you know, the thing is about paleo, which we said, what the best thing that I have determined about paleo, and years ago when we started talking about this, was that it was moving people away from factory farms, right? The factory farming, the antibiotic farming, the drug farming of animals, then bringing them to your plate as if it was actually food, as food was intended to be, if you are not a vegan or a vegan, depending on which way you're looking at it here. So what they're trying to see is, hey, can we combine the two and do well? And now that's the new pagan diet, paleo plus vegan. And it's on CNN. They've got it. And they actually, in the article, they reference eating organic, which is a shocker, because usually when CNN or, you know, these big mainstream media outlets like Time will say, oh, it's not worth the money. You don't need to spend on organic. But they're actually talking about the emphasis on cleaner fruits and vegetables, plant-based, a lot of plant-based, you know, mineral-rich foods, right? And then the meat should be antibiotic-free, grass-fed. In other words, organic. They actually say that in CNN. They don't attack it.
Maybe they just can't ignore it anymore.
Well, again, this is the consciousness shift, the transformational shift, although there's controversy, and we haven't covered it. I don't know who to talk to about this Whole Foods thing, where they're trying to reestablish labeling for food that's not organic, and some they're saying it's better than. I don't know what they mean by that. I haven't looked into it heavily yet. But pagan don'ts include dairy, because it's shunned by vegans and paleo dieters alike. But we've talked about the medicinal benefit of organic raw dairy in an organic raw way. Things like that. And soy, they say stay away from soy. I don't mind soy as long as it's been fermented, you know, cultured, and that's different. But sugar, of course, cutting down on sugars. So they've got the meal plan listed here. I don't have time to go into all of it, but I do think it's interesting is everybody's looking for an authentic diet, right? Authenticity. What did our ancestors eat? Why did they live or not live? Now, if you use the 20th century as an example, it's not the greatest, although we look at, like, my mom's generation. She, as I said, she's 81, although a lot of her peers are no longer here. And those that are on multiple medications. And we have to say, to some degree, some of those folks at that age probably had a healthier start if they're strong in their elder years. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Because the food was by and large organic up until a certain point in the 20th century where factory farming became a little bit more of the norm. But the transformation of the soils via TNT that was no longer used, the bomb-making machinery, nitrogen, became used as fertilizers in the soil, and it altered the soil. It altered what grew there. It altered the plant life. The plant life became sick. Then they needed to take those petrochemicals and alter them again into pesticides to kill the things that were eating the crops before the crops could make it to your table. And so the transition on is that we're realizing there's a story, and we'll talk about it next hour with Ty Bollinger, TMB, about the fact that a pesticide exposure decades earlier can result in an increased risk in breast cancer decades later. That it's not all in your genes. That gene expression has more to do with what you eat in childhood and what your parents ate prior to you being on the planet. So interesting stuff. I like the way things are going. I like the craving for authenticity of the millennial generation. I would like to see more of it within the baby boomers and even Gen X and Y. And we're here to support you in those efforts, So what do you think? Should we go to some listeners now? I don't know, Daniel, we had a call. Is there anything worth mentioning while we're on this segment? Because I'm gonna go to some questions.
Let's see.
Was there anything coming through there?
No, we're good. I think we should go to...
Okay, what do we call that?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we got a couple of questions of the day coming through the website, and let's see if we can get to them now. There's one that relates to you, Super Don. This is interesting. I don't know. Should we go to this one first? Yeah, why not? Let's have fun with this.
Why not?
Hey, this is from Mark. He says, "Hey, guys, I have a fun observation. Don, when Robert asked you to put together an opening for him, probably years ago, you know, right? Because we're old farts. I added that, but the one at the top of each hour that says the voice of health, freedom, and liberty. I may be wrong, but I think he meant this is Mark talking. I think he meant for you to put two bullet points, not three. I think it should be health, freedom, one phrase, not health, comma, freedom, two words. Robert, he's asking me. Well, I'm going to defer to you, Super Don, on this because you've got better memory since I'm the old one on the show here. So,
first of all, I would like to welcome the grammar police to the show. I do appreciate it. No, listen, I mean that is the first time I'll admit the mm-hmm. first time I have ever been asked this question. That's rather interesting. I don't know. Should I go briefly into the history here?
Well, let me just catch you up to date because we had a number of openings before Super Don came in and just kind of did it. I didn't ask him to do it. He went out and did it himself because Super Don gets this concept. Don't ask for permission where none is required. And when it was to improve this show and the sound of the show, I always gave, did I not, Super Don? I gave you carte blanche, free reign. Just go have at it.
Pretty much. It wasn't 100% because there was a really big transition from the violin and flute music that I started and the heavy metal sound that I kind of moved into. We've kind of actually kind of backed off of that just a little bit.
I had nothing to do with that.
No, see, I think I scared you a little bit. I mean, let's be honest.
You intimidated me
outside of your comfort zone.
I thought I would scare all the little old ladies that used to listen to the show. I was a little nervous for them.
Yeah, but as far as the health, freedom, liberty thing goes, that is how it was, actually, when I got involved. This was back in 2005, I want to say.
Yeah, it was an old read. I mean, by one of the big radio voices out there, they did a read on
Casey Keating, good guy.
Yeah. So anyway, if we need to redo it, maybe Mark, you could submit the redo where it says health freedom.
We'll let Mark do it.
Yeah, Mark, if you got the voice, boom it out. I like to say health, freedom, and healing liberty. We haven't updated it, but it's cool. I love that people are listening and going through with
Robert,
a fine tooth.
Are you in support of health?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Are you in support of freedom?
Yes.
And are you in support of liberty?
Yes, but the liberty part is redundant a little bit, honestly. So health freedom is kind of
the same? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. And health freedom is a subset of liberty, but it kind of gives a direction for the show.
How about health liberty?
Health liberty is good, but health freedom just flows easier. That's what I'm saying. All right. Now you're getting a little ridiculous, but I appreciate your ridiculosity.
We appreciate the question. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so here's another question. This was from, I think, Judy. She says, I would like to know what does Robert recommend for instant relief of chronic coughing and wheezing? See, this is unreasonable of you, Judy. You can't get instant relief of chronic. It doesn't go together. But
vodka.
Vodka. No, not vodka. Instant. So I'm just saying relief of chronic coughing and wheezing. information for you. What is your body lacking? What causes a recurrence of this issue? Appreciate your time and assistance. Time you have until the break here.
Instant.
You can take a dose of Bryonia Alba, homeopathic Bryonia Alba. Sometimes it can be instant. But in terms of a chronic cough, we've got to do a little bit more than that. Because the chronic cough, it's been there, by definition of chronic, for a long time. So we need to break the cycle of where it started, what's causing it. Liver-kidney congestion, by and large, number one on my list, combined together. Because the lungs are an excretory organ for CO2 primarily, but when the liver and the kidneys aren't detoxifying the body efficiently enough, the lungs in certain body types will compensate as organs of elimination, and you will start throwing some fluid, some debris in the lungs, and you will have to cough up a lung cookie. I know that doesn't sound delicious, but that's the way it was described to me at one point. Yeah, no on that. We don't need the on that. No. All right, I'm going to have to extend because we're up on a break to get more into the cough thing. If we have time, we do have a moment of duh, and it relates to food. We'll see if we can squeeze that in as well so you won't be too hungry. The top of the hour for TMB to join us to go outside the box. No lung cookies. All right. Coughing, wheezing, relief coming up after the break. Maybe even a moment of duh. Stick with us. Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extend
Ovite. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I'm excited. I got my buy one, get one free special from Canavest, right? We've been talking about that. CANNAVST.com, the new place to get our CBD on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RSB 50 gets you 50% off. Buy one, get one free. And the prices are already lower than anything you're ever used to with the quality of CBD you're getting. So I've got my CBD Plus oil spray, the peppermint. That's my favorite. So just hitting that, needing it, because we're
in. And that is a heck of a deal. I have never seen a deal like that ever. 50% off of anything, every product that they've got.
Yeah, just for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, which I'm very excited about. And not that I'm selfish, because I'd like everybody to get it, but you happen to listen, you get to have the deal, right? So if we got the toll-free number, we can get that out as well. We've got lots more to do. It's TMB a little later. Why? Because it's Wednesday, hump day. We go outside the box with Ty Bollinger.
But this segment, We've got something to talk about here that, again, science.
Yeah. But pause. Put a pause button. Pause button on that, because I do have to honor the question of the day, right? I kind of got cut short because we went a little long in the segment. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what I was talking
about. Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. Never mind.
No, it wasn't.
You're so cool. Well, I mentioned the Bryonia alba, which is the wild hops in homeopathic form. I love these three remedies, especially maybe a fourth one occasionally. But if you want it, you can get a combination of them plus more from King Bio, kingbio.com. They have cough, asthma, respiratory relief type formulas. They'll include Bryonia often. Then we talk about Antimonium tartaricum and Drosera rotundifolia. And then your favorite, toasted SpongeBob. Everybody remembers that, you know. And that's Spongia tosta, the homeopathic form. But these remedies are all lung cough related. But Bryonia is so much more important as a primer or starter point, because Bryonia works on the lungs and the liver simultaneously. So you've got, as I tried to explain, that compensation point. Many people with lung issues, chronic lung issues, they have liver kidney congestion. And so the lungs are compensating. Now, it's not the only thing I would do. I mean, I love to nebulize the silver hydrosol we use, like put the teaspoon of sovereign silver in a nebulizer. I breathe it right in. I've done that with the kids for years if there's a cough going on. That's wonderful to do. There are other herbs. When we talk about lung health, lobelia tincture, L-O-B-E-L-I-A, lobelia tincture. That's one of the most amazing lung remedies on the planet. It's like God's medicine for the lungs because it's reversing emphysema in some people. Serious stuff for lung issues. Long term, you take a dropper full of the tincture, you put in a large glass of Echo water, preferably, but clean water, and you sip on that water every morning. And over time, the lung integrity is restored. The cilia come back. And that's amazing. The allopathic medical doctors, God bless them, they don't have it in their peer-reviewed journals, so they might not use it. But we've been using it for a long time with great success. And, of course, as Super Don says, it's probably just spontaneous remission, having nothing to do with anything. So hopefully that's helpful to you. Keep those keep those cards and questions coming.
What? Am I now a skeptic?
No, I like teasing you. Because you say you're a skeptic, but no, you're a cool one. You're not a douchebag skeptic like those some of the guys we don't.
Well, I guess that depends on who you ask, though.
Yes, I guess. Some of them don't appreciate Hufnagel the way I do. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, I can't even open up the article for the Moment of Dumb. If I play Moment of Dumb music, are you prepared to lead us in that for the next 2 minutes or less?
Holy cow. Okay.
I know.
Sure.
Are you? You can
Let's
do that?
Go.
Okay.
Moment of Dumb.
What are you people? On dope? Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8. You're crazy!
No. What is your major malfunction?
That's right. Today's Moment of Dove is brought to you by the Twinkie Corporation. No, not by Twinkie. We don't want to. But guess what? Science has figured out that if you want to satisfy your hunger for a longer period of time, eat super filling food.
Wait a sec. Somebody paid for that study?
Yeah. Super filling food has been discovered to actually make you feel fuller longer.
Yes. It'll satisfy your hunger for longer. And somebody actually paid for that because we did not know. We had no earthly idea that super filling food could fill you up and make you less hungry for a longer period
Thank
of time.
You, science.
Thank you, science.
Science.
Next hour, TMB on the road again. And he's back with us going outside the box because that's what he loves to do. We love to do it with him because, well, he reminds you, as do I, that the power to heal is yours.
Wow.
Back after the news.
That was cool.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.